Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And to summarize how I'm feeling right now, I'm just beyond shocked. It's really hard to verbalize how I am feeling at this point. And the season's going to start, so I'm going to obviously let my lawyers handle matters from here on out. And I am completely assisting in all investigations that are taking place right now. You know, I'm looking forward to focusing on the season. I'm glad that we had this opportunity to talk. And I'm sure there'll be continuing investigations moving forward.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
You know what's really kind of ironic? I'm going to let my lawyers handle it from here. Buddy, they've been the ones handling it so far this week.
Oops.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Another great tweet from Andrew Brandt. Either Otani is not telling the truth or has the worst best friend, interpreter, accountant, manager, agent, bank in history. You're either not telling the truth or you surrounded yourself with morons. Unless all of them are also in on it.
Right.
Maybe Ipe split $4.5 million with everybody. I mean, the list of mistakes made by everyone around you, if you're now telling the truth, is stunning.
Right.
Overwhelming.
Well, and it starts with that initial, hey, let's meet the press moment where you go out and you talk about Ipe in one way, saying that he's got a gambling problem and I helped him out. And then 24 hours later, you have to circle back around and realize, oops, we can't say that because that turns out to be, what is it, wire fraud? If you're sending $4.5 million to an illegal bookmaker.
I don't know if that's what they would call it. Yeah. You're not, I mean.
Probably not money laundering, but it is illegal.
Gambling is not legal in California.
Correct. And so that becomes an oops moment. And if that is the case, and then now you're circling back and saying he stole from you, it just seems like even though he was up there today and he was pretty definitive saying exactly what he thought the situation was, time will tell. And there will be a paper trail as it pertains to all those questions that you and I and everybody have.
I mean, you want to talk about a parlay. Take a listen to this. First of all, you spent the last 4 days of your life in Vegas.
Right. Legal gambling.
Second of all, the lovely Christie is leading the March Madness 95.7 The Game pool.
No money involved. We're doing it for fun.
That's embarrassing.
Yep.
Third of all, Shohei Ohtani's press conference, but not a press conference because it wasn't a conference, because a conference means multiple people speak, and Shohei was the only one to speak, along with his interpreter.
Yeah.
And while all of that was happening, Adrian Wojnarowski is tweeting about an NBA investigation that has been launched into little-known Raptors player Jante Porter because of prop bet irregularities surrounding him over two games, one of which happened this month, one back in January.
It's the younger brother of Michael Porter Jr. on the Nuggets.
There you go. Thank you for that, Lucas.
I also have more if you ever want to get more into this.
Why, did you bet on him to go over 4.5 rebounds that night or something?
No, but it's interesting. There is a lot of fishy stuff. It sounds like he probably told somebody, I'm not going to play much, my eye's hurting. He played 3 minutes in one game and then exited, hit the under on all of those props. Had a really good game the next game, and then the game after that, he hit all of his unders again and only played just a couple minutes in that one as well.
Yeah, but he not,
I see 243 against Sacramento.
He not in charge of his minutes, though, so is the coach in on it?
No, but my both, eye. I've got an eye issue.
Oh, my eye.
One was an eye, and the other one was an illness.
After he started playing.
That's right.
He got sick 3 minutes into the game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I'm looking at his game log, and it's Portland and Cleveland, 3 minutes, 0 of 1. He was a -3. He did shoot a 3, so he's going to Jake on the game. You come in, jack a 3. I got a tummy ache. I'm out. Cash me out one time.
January 26 against the Clippers was the first that raised some eyebrows. He played 4 minutes before leaving the game due to what the Raptors said was re-aggravation of an eye injury. Mm. And then March 20th was a game against the Suns. Porter played just 3 minutes before leaving the game due to what the Raptors said was an illness. Mm. Did not return.
This just in, some of Ipe's bets are now being made public. Let's see. It says on January 26th, he put $4.5 million on Jante Porter's over rebounds. Oh.
That's a bad beat.
Just
cash
missed.
Me out one time.
Just missed. Just missed. That's tough. Tough break there for Ipe.
Yeah.
Ipe.
And you were kind of joking around as we were both listening to the Shohei presser, and we saw this news cross the Woj bomb. Sports, this could be trouble
sports
for sports.
Sports is over,
sports
yeah.
Sports is over is what you said.
Willard and Dibs would like to thank you for your participation through the years. We're done. Sports is over.
Back to traffic.
Yeah, exactly.
We got problems on the Nimitz, Mark. It's a three-car conundrum.
There are bigger questions, and they're not for today. But, you know, for instance, somebody just pointed out, ESPN2 was broadcasting the Shohei press conference with betting lines on the crawl below the press conference.
As it pertained to Shohei?
No.
They weren't like, you know, guilty or right. innocent
over,
props?
Over or under 4,000 words in this press conference.
Lifetime ban, I wonder what the odds are. And that's more of a Jimmy Shapiro. I'll wait for that to come up. But I'm sure you'll be able to bet on suspension length and lifetime ban and maybe even, what, prison sentence?
Well, yeah, I'm sure... Sure.
I mean, depending on what he actually did or knew.
Right.
This story is fascinating in a number of ways, and not least of which the fact that there is an interpreter involved, not the interpreter who allegedly stole from him, but now another interpreter, because we don't really know exactly what he's saying. I don't speak Japanese. Right.
Would it be amazing if Shohei now went to the interpreter and went, wait, you said what?
Right.
No, I admitted that I've got a gambling problem. What did you say up there?
Exactly.
No, Shohei understands English.
Yeah.
Shohei understands English. Shohei speaks some English.
But he said in the part of the press conference today that as the old interpreter was telling the team, he wasn't catching all of it.
I sort of understood what was
right.
going on.
Right.
He knew what was going on. He knew
and I wonder if he sort of understood what his interpreter was doing all those years, because they worked together for 11 years. So did this gambling problem and this penchant for theft just come out of nowhere? Did he suddenly become a gambleaholic and a thief?
And you gave access to your accounts?
To a gambleaholic and or a thief. I mean, how can you be blindsided by an 11-year friendship? And I was just looking up, I Googled, how do you wire $500,000? Because it's what I do. I try to do my research on
okay.
the fly.
What'd you find?
You need the person's name, obviously, the address, the pertinent stuff. You also need their account number
okay.
and their routing number.
Okay, that's
and
not hard.
Well, you would need their account number. I don't yeah. know your account number.
No. But I could, if you were my business partner and I was like, I'm a billionaire. I don't have time. I need to hit one over the right field fence. I could give you my account and routing number. That's not hard.
You could, right. But I wonder if you would not have... If you were a billionaire, would you have a fail-safe in your own account to get, like you said, fraud notifications?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah.
But I was walking
back. It's got to be bigger than that. That's all you need? Is the name, the account, the routing number?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah. And that phone number and address, stuff like that. Information that you can easily get.
And you can wire a half million with that?
Yeah, there's no limit. Shout out No Limit Records, $500,000.
I would think that, you know, my understanding with wire transfers is that's what you need to start, but then you get a phone call. Especially at that amount of money. Then you get a phone call.
Yeah, this is Shohei. Go ahead and green light that. I got 8 more coming.
You know, some vocal recognition or whatever. Like, if I had that amount of money in the bank, yeah. Like, the security level would be pretty high. That doesn't make any sense.
Howard Kushlan on the YouTube feed. I wire millions. Dibley is right. And that's why when you go to buy a house and you have to wire that, like the money that you get from the sale of the one house, and you're going to send that in as a big down payment, they make sure you triple, quadruple, and quintuple check, because once that wire goes through, there's no undo button on that wire. So you send $400,000 to put down on your new house because you sold two houses to buy one house. And once you hit that button, that's it. I hope the recipient is on the level. If not, you out $400,000. Wire transfers are, I mean, they're a lot easier than you would think.
But again,
because I'm with you, bro.
But there's still the knowledge.
Correct.
So that
I
means,
don't know your account number.
No. Now, I don't just mean, okay, fine. Ipe's got all the info. He's okay. Got all the account numbers. He's got the phone number. He's got the address. He knows how to spell Otani. All great. But then it all happens 9 different times over a lengthy period, and Shohei has no idea. I mean, I'm sure Shohei's not like the rest of us. He's not on his banking app every day.
Yeah.
Is there still money in there?
Seriously.
Can I afford baby carrots at Safeway? That's not where we're at. I get that. And so I understand if you're an international celebrity and incredibly, incredibly wealthy, yeah, you've got people. You've got people. But for me, that ends up being sort of the fundamental, like we've been asking the specific questions. Let me give more of the umbrella overall question. Shohei, what the hell is up with the people who are around you? So now I'm to believe, go with me here, I'm to believe that my best friend for 11 years, an interpreter, I have given this person basically power of attorney. I have given them the green light to get into my bank accounts and make moves. I also have a lawyer and an agent, or multiple lawyers and an agent, who were well aware of all of this, and in fact were even speaking to the media about it last Monday, all without my knowledge. Shohei, what is going on between you and the people around you? Seems like there's a wee bit of a discord there.
Right. And if you've had this friendship for 11 years, are you telling me you had no indication in the past that this person could be somebody who could do these things to their best friend? And you probably spend damn near every day with them because you don't have a great command of the language, and you're doing so much, and you're doing, you know, things in the community, and you're at the ballpark every day. And so when you're at the park, he's at the park, and you're spending all this time with him, you're either a horrific judge of character or you're not telling the total truth. One of the two.
Man. Yeah, this not over.
No. You got the IRS involved.
Yeah.
So, you know, and you talked about UNFP. We're in the bottom of the second, maybe the second inning's over, and Shohei Ohtani might be up 2-0. That went pretty well for him today. He didn't have to answer questions, and he definitively rebuked any notion that he knows anything about anything. Well, one big piece that is still yet to really be unearthed is the bookie, because they're going to come down on this bookie who received the $4.5 million. They're coming down on him like a ton of bricks, and they're going to be, you know, he's going to be facing felony charges for wire fraud, receiving this sort of money. And if he really is the bookmaker that he is alleged to be, then he's looking at a long stretch behind bars. Unless you want to play ball, then I think it's going to become interesting. And it's his credibility against Ipe's, against Shohei's credibility.
Our brain always goes to like a Law and Order episode. We did this last week. Like, we're going to go the dramatic route. And it, right, people are lying. And there's embezzlement. And there's fraud. And there's all this. I don't know. Like, I've always... Let's not act like we know Shohei Ohtani, but to look at the guy, to watch him play, to gather what we've gathered from the people who are around him, at least on a surface level, like he looks and feels like just the simplest thing ever. Just this smiley, nice guy who's like, watch this, I hit baseball very far and pitch baseball too.
Yeah.
And that's my life. That's it. Recently got married, but outside of that, his whole world, I had called him before, he's like the Kevin Durant of baseball. Like, that's it. There's just ball. There's me and my ball. And that's it. And so now we're going to take that person and turn this into like a movie. You know, like a scandalous movie. That's hard for me to believe, too.
It doesn't have to be a scandalous movie. It could be...
Well, we got scandal. Well, one way or another, we got scandal.
Correct. But the scandal... could just be in the cover-up. The scandal could not be, it could be as simple as they are best friends, and he maybe knew that his buddy, Ipe, dabbled here and dabbled there with some gambling. Maybe he didn't realize that he was on the hook for 4.5 large, and they were coming calling for him to pay up. And so Ipe goes to his buddy Shohei and says, you know what, I got in a little bit of trouble here. Can you help me out? And Shohei says, sure, let me get my wallet. And Ipe says, hold off on the wallet. Let me borrow your phone. And he says, I need 4.5 large. And Shohei goes, all right, this is the last time. And Shohei does him a solid. And then word gets out, and now they're found out. And now we're just going to try to put it to rest with a simple, I was just helping a friend story. Well, you can't help your friend do that, Shohei.
Yeah, but I got a hard time with so many different pieces of this. So now, like Ipe... Who Dallas Braden is like, everybody around baseball loves this guy. And he's been Shohei's guy for 11 years. And he's going to do him like that? 4.5 mil?
He's just going
to
rob him?
There's just so many things I have such a hard time with that don't feel like they add up. Let's go to Mo in Hayward Hills. Hey, Mo, what you doing, man?
Mo.
Hello. Good afternoon.
To you as well.
I cannot believe I get to be live with Mr. Dan Dibley. He's never wrong, but on this one, he is wrong. When it comes to sending wires, you actually need more than routing and an account number, sir. There's going to be security questions involved and confirmation. You get a passcode on your cell phone, and you have to actually input that code into it to be able to go through. And then not only that, you have to approve it either by voice recognition, your PIN code, or token questions that only you know, and I highly doubt his best friend knew those.
Although I find it find believable.
So Ohtani's out there on the mound. Thank you, Mo, and I love you too. So Ohtani's out there in the stretch in the third inning, and Ipe, you got nothing to interpret because my client's on the mound. I'm going to slip back into the clubhouse and beepity boppity boop, use the unlock code on his phone and, you know, bust out a quick couple of wires here.
Oddly, of all the things I don't believe here, I do believe that. Like, if you told me, right, these two have been side by side for 11 years and Shohei is an international icon, and you told me, yes, Shohei gave Ipe access to his accounts, access to his cell phone, access to his records, his email, his, like, if he's got access to everything, I'd be like, okay, I totally believe that. I mean, that's what massively, massively wealthy people do. They don't go to the grocery store.
Right. They send Ipe.
Shohei, someone like that, I don't know if they do anything for themselves.
Other than pitch and hit.
They hit a baseball. Like that amount of money, I mentioned this last week. I don't even know if you know this because you were off there in Vegas, you know, with the purple drink. But like, hey, So did you know that last year, off the field dollars, MLB players, endorsements, whatever, off the field dollars, number two and number three are Bryce Harper and Aaron Judge. They both make about $6 or $7 million off the field.
Right.
Number one is Shohei. Do you know what that number is?
Probably 100 million.
65.
It's pretty good.
10 times what second place is.
And I wonder how much of that comes from countries outside of America.
Oh, a lot.
Probably 80% of it.
I mean, in Japan, this is the biggest thing going. This right. is LeBron plus in Japan.
Right.
So you're talking about someone that is so, so overwhelmingly wealthy. Is why he can do a contract for $700 million and be like, but pay me later on all of it, right? So incredibly wealthy. Yeah, and such a celebrity. You're not doing stuff for yourself. So I actually, that is, of all the things that people would say here, I believe that. I believe that he could give access to Ipe. But I do think it's a very, very separate thing to then execute this nine different times without Shohei's knowledge, and oh, by the way, Shohei doesn't even know you gamble. So think about that now. I love this person like a brother. I'm with him all the time. I know everything about him. I trust him with my codes, my phone, my account, my banking, my routing. I trust him with my life. But I don't even know that he gambles? That's the part that's hard for me to believe.
Yeah.
That doesn't add up to me at all.
Impossible. Impossible.
And my representatives are with him on a set at ESPN doing an interview. I don't know about that either.
No.
I still don't even know that he's got a gambling problem. That doesn't add up.
I buy the first story, which is Ipe was in trouble and I did him a solid. He needed $4.5 million. And, you know, the story is that he didn't want to put it right in Ipe's account because he didn't trust Ipe to not go out there and gamble that away. So he went straight to the bookie. And maybe he was going to give Ipe a stern talking to about any more additional gambling in the future. But once he realized that that's not okay, that has sent him into backtrack mode.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.